Today's Mishnayos is Masechtes Demai, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. Today's Mishnayos are being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Tzvi Hersh, Ben Rabbi Yosef Pinchas Halevi. So we're continuing to discuss the laws of Demai, which are payrois that a person purchases from an Amah Oretz. The Amah Oretz in the times of Chazal were choshed in the world of Chumas and Meisers, and it's for that reason Chazal said that when a person purchases something from an Amah Oretz, he needs to be careful to be mafresh the necessary Chumas and Meisers before he eats it, out of a chashash, that maybe what he's eating is tevel. So there's two things that we need to review, things that we've already discussed in somewhat detail, before we begin the Mishnah. Number one, although the Amah Oretz were choshed on Chumas and Meisers, but in a practical sense, when a person bought Demai, it didn't mean that he had to go through the whole spectrum of Chumas or Maestras. Rather, he had to give certain, others he didn't. Chuma Gedoyla, Tamei Aretz used to give. So Chuma Gedoyla was never necessary to give when a person bought Peres of Demai. Maiser Rishon, a person had to be Mafresh, but at the same time, he never had to give it to the Levi. The reason is, Mitzad the Isser Tevel, there's a Safik Isser, so you have to be Mafresh, you have to identify Maiser Rishon. If a Levi is going to come knocking on the door, he's going to ask you for Maiser Rishon, being that it's only a Safik that you're obligated to give Maiser Rishon, it's a Safik Mamoin, Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya, practically speaking, you wouldn't have to give it. From Maiser Rishon, a Yid always had to be Mafresh, Chumas Maiser. The Chumas Maiser was given to the Kohen. If you're a Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat Chumas Maiser. As a result, that's something that Misafik, you would have to be Mafresh and actually give away because, just practically speaking, you would have nothing to do with it. Maiser Sheni, there's a Safik, but it too is a Safik Isser. Because what's the law of Maiser Sheni? You have to be Mafresh, number one. Number two, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You never gave it to anybody. All it was a question of Issev Heter. As a result, you had to treat Tevel Maiser Sheni of Demai, just like you would have to treat ordinary Tevel of Maiser Sheni. And Maiser Ani was given to the Ani. As a result, you don't have to give it to anybody, but at the same time, you'd have to be Mafresh. So from a pure practical standpoint, whenever we're talking about Demai, what we're really going to be focusing on is giving the Chumas Maiser to the Kohen, taking the Maiser Sheni, bringing it up to Yerushalayim. Chuma, you don't have to think about it at all. Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani, you would have to be Mafresh, but from a practical sense, you really wouldn't have to do anything with it. That's the first idea that we need to review before we start the Mishnah. The second idea is, the Mishnah discussed what happens if somebody buys bread from a Nachtan. He buys bread from a baker. So the halacha is that a baker, when he's a chaver, he's an upgehit in a yid, although the halach is that ordinarily a chaver is not allowed to sell any peiroi shaldmai, but in the event that a nachtoim purchased his wheat from an amaretz, he now made bread from it, he's allowed to sell it to another chaver without being mafresh all the necessary maisers from the dmai. The reason is because bakers very often would sell b'midah gas. And being that when they sold the midagas, they were playing and operating on very, very thin margins. So Chazal looked away from the chi of Demai, and they said that instead of you having to be mafresh Demai, give away another few percentages, instead we'll obligate the lekech to be the one to be mafresh Demai. Now to be clear, the only time this is true is if the baker is selling to a chaver. Additionally, only if he's selling him midagas, but to the extent that he's working on high margins, this halacha wouldn't be true. Our Mishnah is going to discuss somebody that's buying bread from a nachtoim, where the nachtoim is selling demai, where the bread that is being sold by midagas, and as a result, the obligation that's going to be incumbent upon the laws of Demai is going to be on the loikeach, the person that's buying. It's not going to be on the one that's selling. One other thing that we need to speak about that we haven't mentioned yet, and that is, the halacha is that when somebody makes bread, he has a chiyuv to be mafresh chala. Now, the chiyuv to be mafresh chala is like the chiyuv to be mafresh truma. However, there's a very important nuance. Truma, you have to be mafresh as soon as the peiros and nigmar inside the kris. You're working in the field, and as soon as in the granary, all the peiros are quote-unquote nigmar malachtai, at that point there's a chiyuv to be mafresh truma. Chala is unique to dough, number one, and the chiyuv hafrosh is only when it's already isa. when it's already dough, which means that if you have a baker that bought tefuah from an Am HaAretz and he went ahead and he kneaded it and he turned it into bread, the chiyuv of Hafroshas Chalo was chal not in the reshus of the Am HaAretz, it was really chal in the reshus of the Nachtan. So when you think about the fact that he bought Demai from an Am HaAretz, it's neither here nor there as it relates to the obligation of Demai. So you would think that for sure, who would have the obligation to be Mafresh Chalo? It would be the Nachtoim's obligation. Nachtoim is a chaver. He wants to sell bread. He's going to sell bread without being mafresh challah. I mean, can you imagine a woman is making challah and then she sends it to one of her friends for Shabbos and she wasn't mafresh challah? How could you do that? You would think for sure that there's no way in the world that's possible. Stating that, it's clear in our Mishnah and in Mishnayos that Chazal looked away and they said that if a baker bought wheat from an Am HaAretz, meaning he bought demai, even now he went ahead and baked it, even though there's a chiyuv afroshes challah, if he wants, he doesn't have to be the one to be mafresh challah. They said, let the lekeach be the one to be mafresh challah. Now, this is only true by demai. It's not true by tevel. Now, what would even be the reason? And why does challah care if it's demai or if it's tevel? It shouldn't make any difference. At the end of the day, the whole chiyuv challah all happened. It was all neschadish in the reshus of the baker. So what would be the pashup shot? So there's a few reasons, but the most simple reason is because the seder of when challah was given was always after Maaser Rishon. And being that over here, the lekeach is going to have to give the Maaser Rishon because what he's buying is demai, so we say that he's the one that's going to be mafresh challah as well. So either way, just juggling all these different ideas, we have the first Mishnah in the fifth parak of Masechtas Demai, which really, when we're going to read the Mishnah, the Lashon and the language of the Mishnah, it's going to come across a little bit confusing, but it's really fundamentally, from a principal perspective, it's not so confusing. One other point that's just worth mentioning before we start the Mishnah, and that is that although the halacha is that if somebody buys Paris of Demai, he has to be Mafrish, the necessary Trumas of Maestris, but at the same time, he doesn't have to give the necessary Trumas of Maestris to be able to eat everything that he bought. And the truth is, that's not a halacha in Demai. That's really halacha in all dinei Trumas of Maestris. Meaning, when we talk about Trumas of Maestris, there's really two dinim, right? There's two components to it. Number one, you have to be mafresh Trumas of Maestris. Number two, you physically have to deal with the Trumas of Maestris. Now, the laws of dealing with the Trumas of Maestris, giving it, are different for Demai than it is for regular truma, as we just discussed. When it comes to truma and ma'aser, you have to give this to the Ani, this to Yerushalayim, this to the Levi, this to the Goyim. When it comes to demai, there's limitations because of the suffix mammon component to it. But this is very, very important. What you need to do in terms of being able to unlock the iser tevel is be mafresh it. Once you mafresh it, there's no iser tevel anymore. You have a chiyuv to give it, and if you don't give it, very, very bad. Shame on you. But lemaisa, from an iser tevel, which comes along with a chiyuv misa and all the chumras of tevel, for that, all you need to do is be mafresh. For that, you're not going to have to give anything. So with that final introduction, if somebody buys bread from a nachtam, and again, we're talking about a nachtam that was a chaver, he's a rubki tanid, and he wants to do everything 100% the way he's supposed to do it. Not just that he's a nachtam that sells b'midagasa. And because he sells b'midagasa, so the obligation of demai is incumbent upon the lekeach, it's not on the moicher. So it says the Mishnah, ketzad huma aser. So now that he went ahead and he purchased, and he wants to be mafresh maaser. Why does he want to be mafresh maaser? Because he bought demai, and he wants to be able to eat all the peiros that he bought, and he can't eat the bread unless he's going to be mafresh maaser. And by the way, not only does he have to be mafresh maaser, but he also has to be mafresh challah. Because like we said, that even though, of course, chalila for a chaver to sell bread without first being mafresh challah, but that's only real tevel. When it comes to demai, there's a special kula that just like the lekeach is the one that's mafresh demai, so the lekeach is the one that's going to be mafresh challah. So now the person that bought it, he has to be thinking demai. And because it's bread, he also has to be thinking challah. So what does he do? So says the Mishnah Noita. He takes the shear of Chumas Maisa, and he takes the shear of Chal. Now, first things first. What does it mean, the shear Chumas Maisa? So Chumas Maisa is 1% of everything that he bought. Why? Because Chumas Maisa is Maisa Mena Maisa. Maisa is 10%, Mei Eser, and Chumas Maisa, which is Maisa Mena Maisa, is 10% of 10%. So that's 1%. What's Chala? So challah, the shear, depends on whether you're a balabayas or whether you're a nachtam. Balabayas had to give 1/24th of the dough to the kohen. The nachtam had to give 1/48th. We're talking about someone that purchased from a nachtam. So the chiyuv challah is the chiyuv challah of a nachtam, which is 1/48th. So you have to give 1/100th which is 1%, and you have to give 1/48, which to round it off is approximately 2%. So in total, you have to give approximately, it's a little bit more, but it's approximately 3%. So it says the Mishnah, Noitel, you take 3%. Now, Noitel usually means Yechapun. Noitel means a Kedei Netila. Noitel means you physically have to take it. But in this Mishnah, it doesn't mean you physically have to take it. And the reason is because you don't have to physically take it. It's just not true. You don't physically have to take it. What you need to do is you need to identify it. And by the way, you don't even have to identify it with your mouth. We'll get to that. But for now, Noitel just means you identify it in your machshava. So you look at the challah. You say, it's a nice challah. I'm going to take this part of the challah, this end, and that's going to be my chumas maaseh challah. And how much does it have to be? It has to be 3%. Then you start talking. And you say, from the 3% that I took, or really from the entire challah, 1/100th, harei bitzadzeh maaseh, which is on this side. Remember, you identified 3% of it. So of the 3% that you identified, one chelik of it, one of the 3%, it's 1/3 of the 3%, which is 1/100th of the entire challah, that's going to be meiser. What does it mean it's going to be meiser? It's going to be the trumas meiser. The trumas meiser, which is 1%. Usha'ar meiser samachloy. Now, remember, you bought mai, which means you have to be mafresh meiserishin. Now, you're not going to have to give the meiserishin to anybody, but you have to be mafresh the meiserishin. So you say the other 9 percentage points of the entire challah, samachloy is right next to it. Zesha sisi meiser. The original 1% that I made meiser, also trumas meiser, all of it, is going to be the trumas meiser of the other 9, meaning of the entire 10. That's going to be the trumas meiser of the meiser rishon. The hashar, and the other 2% of the original 3% that I was noital, challah, that's going to be challah. Now, I still have to be mafresh maisa sheni or maisa ani. So it's interesting, the Mishnah doesn't talk about maisa ani, but the Mishnah says, well, maisa sheni, as it relates to maisa sheni, b'tzvoyne ya b'droymoy, it's either on the toughen part of the challah, or b'droymoy, on the darim side, umchul ala mois, and if you want to be mechallah the maisa sheni amani, that's something you always have the option to do. And here too, that's something that you very much will be able to do. As long as you do this, at that point, you can start eating. Now, you can do whatever you want to do. Now, the reason we had to make a big deal about the truma and the truma's meiser and the chalos, because that you physically gonna have to give away, right? That you're gonna have to give away to the kohen. So we singled it out because that's something that you're gonna give away to the kohen. It's besides that, you know exactly where it is. That you're gonna have to tzatel, and that you're gonna have to give to the kohen. Everything else, all you had to do was be mafresh. Oh, the meiser sheni was something. You're right. Meiser sheni is letzvayne is ledraymay. That you also had to identify. So you basically identified everything. Once you identify, now you can know. Go and you can start eating. Now you have a mitzvah, so deal with it. That's going to be part two. But we're talking about somebody that bought bread. Basic halachas and hilchas mai. It's really nothing fancy. The language and the nusach of what the Mishnah said, you know, maybe could throw us a little bit for a loop. But conceptually, in terms of what just happened, that's exactly what happened. Ad kan perikei Mishnah Aleph of Masechtas Demai. Mishnah Beis. Now Mishnah Beis is another Mishnah that is going to discuss some of the basic fundamental principles of Chumas and Maestras, but ironically, this Mishnah is not talking about the Mai. This Mishnah is talking about regular Tevel, and we're discussing someone that has Tevel, and he knows that he needs to be mafresh all the necessary Chumas and Maestras in order for him to be able to eat his peiros. And like we said earlier, that you don't have to physically give it away in order to be able to eat it. All you need to do is unlock it. You just have to be mafresh it. That's enough. So a person has Tevel, he knows he needs to be mafresh Chumas and Maestras. Eventually he'll get around. He has a friend that's a kohen, a levi that he wants to give it to, but he's not holding by that yet. So right now he just wants to be mafresh it, like this will be able to eat it. So the Mishnah is going to discuss a person that has peiros and he wants to be mafresh Chumas and Maestras. How exactly should he go about it in order to make it happen? Now, our Mishnah is going to, for whatever reason, talk about it in a case with a person that's being mafresh, specifically the Truma Gedoyva and the Trumas Meiser. He decides he wants to do it in Ein Shis. He wants to do it in one shot. Why? Akasha Fameiser. That's what he wants to do. Now, practically speaking, you could hear why he would want to do it in one shot, because the Truma Gedoyla goes to a Kayin. The Truma Smaisa also goes to a Kayin. So he's really going to be giving it to one person. So he wants to have one little Chaticha where I could just take the Truma Gedoyla and the Truma Smaisa and all together I could go ahead and give it to a Kayin. Right? The Maisa Rishon went to a Levi. The Maisa Sheini, you eat yourself or be it in Yerushalayim or you Mechal it. The Maisa Ani, you give to an Ani. The two components of your Paris that you're going to end up giving to a Kayin are going to be the Truma Gedoyla and the Truma Smaisa. So you want to lump them all in one, which is something you very much have the right to do if that's what you want to do. And the Mishnah is going to be talking about in the case where that's something that you want to do. There's just one thing that's worth mentioning. The Mishnah is going to be talking about a person now who's going to check off his whole checklist in terms of Chumas and Maisers. Maiserish, Chumas Gedoyla, Maiserishan, Chumas Maiser, Maiser Sheni, Maiserani. Right, we're going to go through the whole checklist. When you think of Chumas Maiser, the traditional Chumas Maiser is you give Maiserishan to the Levi, and then the Levi is the one that's Mafish Chumas Maiser. In our Mishnah, the Balabayas is the one that's being Mafish to Chumas Maiser. And if you think about it, what's the pshat? I thought the Levi is the one that's supposed to be Mafish to Chumas Maiser. The answer is that really, that's the way it's supposed to be. That the Levi is the one that's Mafish to Chumas Maiser, but it doesn't have to be that way. And if the Balabayas wants to be Mafish to Chumas Maiser himself, he could. And that's Pasha necessary to understand Pasha Pshat, what's going on in the Mishnah. Because you have a guy that's being mafresh, Chumah Gedoyla and Chumah Smaiser, what Shaykh is? If I'm the Balabayas, I'm being mafresh, Chumah Gedoyla. I'm not being mafresh, Chumah Smaiser. I'm going to give the Levi the Maiser region, he's going to be mafresh, Chumah Smaiser. And the Teretz is, yeah, very often that's the way it is. But if I want to be mafresh, Chumah Smaiser myself, then I very much have a right to be mafresh, Chumah Smaiser myself. One other thing that's worth mentioning as an introduction, a lot of introductions to these Mishnayas, these are loaded Mishnayas. All basic points, but again, all necessary for Pasha Pshan and the Mishnah, and that is that there's a seder of how all the Chumas and Maisras are meant to be given. Meaning, it's not like indiscriminately I can give first this and then that. There's a seder of how it's supposed to happen. And the seder is, incidentally, first Bikurim, which you don't usually think of when you think of Chumas and Maisras, but Bikurim is also one of the taxes that he had to pay. And Bikurim was always first, and then Chumah Gedoyla, and then Maiser Rishon, and then Chumas Maiser, and then either Maiser Sheni or Maiser Ani. In fact, it's Gemara Masechtas Makis, the Rambam Paskins, that if a person is Mafresh Chumas or Maiseris out of order, he's over a lot in the Torah. It says, Mleyoscha v'demacha loisa acher, and we learn from there that there's a certain Seder, loisa acher, and I'll do it out of order, but everything has to be done in the proper Seder. So again, with that long-winded, albeit very pertinent introduction, Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Reitze laharfish truma utrumas meiser kachas. If somebody wants to be mafresh truma and he wants to be mafresh trumas meiser kachas, meaning he wants to do it all in one shot. Now, clearly, we're not talking about bakers and we're not talking about bread. The first mishnah was talking about a nachta. Maybe we're talking about regular truma. A person wants to be mafresh truma gedoyl and trumas meiser. He wants to do it in one shot. Noitel echad mishloishim v'sholish v'shlish. What he should do is he should take 1/33 1/3. The Oimer, and he should say, Echon Mimeya Mimasha Yeshkan, 1/100th of the entire 33 1/3 Hareze Bitzad Zechulin should be considered Chulin. The Hashar and everything else, Chuma ala Koil, is going to be the Chuma. So let's just stop here for 1 second. Why is it 1/33 1/3? Because again, the person wants to be Mafresh Chuma Gedoyla, and he wants to be Mafresh Chumas Meiser. Chuma Gedoyla has no share. Chita achas b'teres ha-sakri. Stating that, Chazal said that someone that gives b'ayin yofa should give 1/40th. If someone gives b'ayin ra, should give 1/60th. If somebody is a beinani, he should give 1/50th. So we're talking about a person that's a beinani, right? Most people are beinanim. So we're talking about somebody that's a beinani. He's neither here nor there. He's not on any extreme. He's a beinani. So he's going to give 1/50th. 1/50th is exactly 2%. Trumas meiser is 1%. So Chumah Gedoyla is 2%, Chumas Maiser is 1%. So essentially what you can end up giving is 3%. 3% is 1/33 1/3. That's just a Tana's way of saying 3%. Incidentally, the Rav says that the reason we're talking about 1/33 1/3 is because we wanted to be talking about where the person was mafresh 1 sah. So when would 1 sah be 3%? When the total was 33.3. So you have 33.33333, then 3% of that would end up being a sah. So 33 1/3 is anything but a round number. The round number is the 1/33 1/3, which is a full sah. So this person is going to be mafresh 1 hafrasha. The 1 hafrasha is going to be made up of truma gedoyla and truma smite. So we want the thing that you're being mafresh to be a whole unit. The whole unit is a saw. The saw is made up of Truma Gedoyla and Truma Smeiser. 2/3 of it is Truma Gedoyla. 1/3 of it is Truma Smeiser. What's the cheshbon? Because again, 2% of the total is the Truma Gedayla, 1% of the total is your Truma's Maisis. Again, so this person now just took one saw, he knows that's eventually going to go to the guy. Now, could he just be mafresh that? He could say, oh, perfect, this is my Truma Gedayla and this is my Truma's Maisis. No. Why can't he do that? Because you can't be mafish trumas meiser until you mafish meiser rishon. There's a seder. You have to follow the seder. So it has to be done in the proper order. So what the person does is he's noitel echem mishloish and mishloish v'shlish. Again, he identifies 1/3. That's 1/33 1/3. For Omer, and he says echem imeya, one chelik of the 3% that I identified, which is the equivalent thereof to 1/100. Of the total, right? It's 1% of the total, but it's really 1/3 of the 3% that I identified. That's going to be over here, and this is going to be chulin. Meaning, I don't want it to be trumas ma'aser yet. Why doesn't want it to be trumas ma'aser? Because it wasn't mafresh truma gedayla. It wasn't mafresh ma'aser rishon. So I can't do it. It's a lav in the Torah. I can't turn this into trumas ma'aser. V'ashar, the other 2/3, the other 2 percentage points, which makes up 2 of the total 100, alakot, that's going to be truma gedayla for everything. Umeyachulin sheyeshkan. So some have the gersa umeyachulin, others have the gersa umeyachulin. It's going to mean the same thing. You just have to be matchik it one way or another. So let's just go with the gersa umeyachulin. From the chulin sheyeshkan, meaning from everything else, hareis nebetzadzeh meiser. I want to be mafresh meiser. How much is meiser? Meiser is 10%. I was already mafresh technically. I was noitel the trumas meiser. It's still chulin, chas v'shalom. But identified it. So now I have to identify another 9%. So that's going to be meiser. Ushar meiser samachloi. Now, the other percentage, meaning the other 1% of the meiser is the samachloi. That's the original trumas meiser that I was mafresh. Zesho sisi meiser. Now, of the meiser that I was just mafresh, Asni Trumas Meiser Olaf, the original 1%, which was the Meiser, not the Truma Gedayla, which was the Meiser, that's going to be the Trumas Meiser on the Meiser. Vashar Chal, and the other 2 percentage points is Chal. So some take out the Girsa Vashar Chal. We'll just take out the Girsa because really it has no Malkum over here. Meiser Sheni, what about Meiser Sheni, Betzvoine, Bedroimet? That's going to be the Tzofim Bedor, Mechal Al Mois. And if you want to be Mechal, you can end up being Mechal. So again, it's a little bit confusing, but just the principles of what happened over here is a person wants to be Mafrish Truma Gedoyla together with Trumas Meiser. You can't just be Mafrish Truma Gedoyla Trumas Meiser because there's a different time of when you Mafrish Truma Gedoyla and when you Mafrish Trumas Meiser because it has to be done in Seder. First Truma Gedoyla, then Meiser Rishon, then Trumas Meiser. So you want to identify it? You can identify it all day long, but you have to just be very clear in your machshava. You have to just make sure that the Truma Gedoyla, yet that I could physically be mafresh, I could turn it into Kaddish, I could give it the Kedusha that it needs. But the Truma's Meiser that I can't do until I'm first mafresh, the Meiser is, and that's really all the Mishnah did. The Mishnah said I could identify it. How much am I identifying? 3%. Why 3%? Because Truma's Meiser is 1% and Truma Gedoyla is 2%. So in total, it's 3%. We have a little bit of a confusing case where I'm dealing with 33 1/3. Why would we pick such a confusing case? Because at the end of the day, what I'm being mafresh is one unit of a saw, and that's where the simplicity is. The simplicity is not in the gross amount. The simplicity is in the net amount. The amount that we're dealing with in the Mishnah, because that's really what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the person that's being mafresh Truma Gedoyla together with Truma's Meiser. If the 3%, if it ends up being one saw, so that's actually a nice, neat unit. So you identify, but you're not mafresh it all at once. What do? You mafresh the Truma Gedoyla, then you cheshbin the Meiser, right? The Tzad and the Samuchs. So you work out the Meiser, and then after you identify the Meiser, then you go back to the 1%, 9%, then you say, oh, now you're going to be Truma's Meiser. Now I have everything. Then you deal with Meiser Sheni. Why the Mishnah doesn't mention Meiser Ani? Didn't mention in the previous Mishnah either. But the bottom line is, that is the way a person who wants to give away the Truma's Meiser and the Truma Gedoyla in one shot, he wants to do it in a very neat way, you have to follow these instructions. Because if not, it's very dangerous. A person could, believe it or not, just by getting the Nusach a little bit wrong, be over lav in the Torah, of Mayachavet Demachavet Sachet.